This is The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WCCN. A compassionate, conservative, reasoned voice. Not just for today's headlines, but for issues that matter to you. Perspective from a distinguished career of service in the U.S. Army. Courage from hours in the pilot seat of a military helicopter in war and in peace. Knowledge of cultures from around the world. Experience from a lifetime of service to America. What matters to you, from the dinner table to the halls of power? Conservative, compassionate, reason. That's The Point.
Welcome, fellow Alabama citizens and patriots, to The Point with me, Bill Crawford, and producer Brian Temple. We are glad to be here today on Talk Radio WZZN. And here's how you can listen to us. If you hadn't already figured that out, go to talkradiowzzn.com, click Listen Live, and you will hear our smiling, you won't hear our smiling faces, you'll hear our voices, and you can think that we're smiling, because we always are. Or you can go to the App Store and go to Talk Radio WZZN and just download the app. It does not cost you a thing, and you can put it on your phone and take it with you anywhere you go, and you can always listen to us no matter what you're doing. Except try not to do it when you're driving a car and looking at the radio. Just listen to it. But we are glad to be here today, and it's an interesting day. We've got a great show. What we're going to talk about today is growth. And growth is something that if you live in North Alabama, especially in the Huntsville-Madison County area, you're most familiar with it. And the aspect of growth we're going to be dealing with today is the housing industry, because, you know, one of the drivers of the economy, both nationally and locally, is the housing industry. And that is both new home construction and the sale of existing homes. And we're going to have two experts to talk with us today about that. One is Jason Reed, who is currently the Executive Vice President of the Home Builders Association of Alabama. And the other is Cindy Peters Tanner, who is a past president of the Huntsville Area Association of Realtors and very knowledgeable in this. And she's going to give us some insight on what it means when you see new homes going up, when you see for sale signs in your neighborhood. Does it just mean that these homes are there and they're being sold, or there's a little something else going on? Is there a little help going on to the economy? There is that happening, and we're going to delve into that a little bit deeper. Also today, we're going to have a surprise guest. We may have him on every week, and that's the weatherman I listen to every night, and that's Jordan Dressman. And we're, you know, producer Brian said we ought to get him on because there's a lot going on. And again, unless you've been living under a rock this week, you realize that there's a lot to talk about in the weather that's coming up this weekend. I know my wife and I joined the massive throngs of people at the grocery store yesterday, emptying the shelves of milk, bread, and hamburger meat. And also, we made a swing down the aisle that sells refreshing adult beverages and helped ourselves to a few of those and got our dog food and our cat food. So hopefully we won't...
Just to stay warm, right, Bill?
Just to stay warm. Just to stay warm. But we want to have Jordan give us a little session on what he thinks is going on. I'm not a weatherman, but I've been tracking it pretty closely, and it seems like the forecast is changing a little bit favorably for the Huntsville area, at least for Friday and Saturday. I don't know about Sunday, though, because that's a horse of a different color, as they say on The Wizard of Oz. But before we get into weather, we're going to have some talks about housing and its impact on us. If you recall yesterday, we had Colonel retired John Olszewski on, and he was talking about growth too. And he said that from his perspective, being a former employee in the Huntsville Utilities organization, that one of the things you have to have growth is you got to have enough utilities to support it. And he thinks that we're okay in that aspect, because that is a good thing. A lot of times things are planned and developed and implemented without thought to the requisite infrastructure that's required to support that. And so hopefully that is going to be happening in a good manner. And our first guest will be joining us shortly, and that I'll go ahead and introduce him since might as well knock that out. I'm going to pick at him a little bit. His name is Jason Reed. He is a Madison County native. And Brian, I've never heard of this city, Plevna, Alabama. You know where that is?
Yes. That's one of those places that's real close to where the instructions go. Turn off the paved road. He lives in God's country.
Okay, well, that's where Mr. Reed is from. He went to MTSU State University and had a degree in public administration and political science, and came back here to Huntsville, and he served as the governmental affairs liaison for the Madison County Builders Association and joined the staff of our State Home Builders Association in 2001 and its role as president of external affairs. Essentially, what that meant is he interacted with the state legislature, and he did really well at that. I worked with Jason a lot when he was doing that, and just this year he was promoted to the executive vice president of the Home Builders Association of Alabama. Essentially, what that means is Jason is the head of the home building industry in Alabama. He is their voice, he is their spokesperson, and we'll be getting him on the line just here in a little bit. So why don't we take a quick break while we get Jason on the line, if that's okay. That's what we're going to do. So we'll be back in just a minute, and we'll have Jason Reed with us when we come back.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford with Crawdad's Countdown to Kickoff. I've recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
From heirloom diamonds to contemporary jewels, Loring & Company is the place to find something truly special. Whether shopping for a diamond ring for that once-in-a-lifetime occasion or marking a milestone birthday or personal achievement with a Rolex watch, you'll find just the thing in our edit of the world's most sought-after brands, including David Yurman, Roberto Coin, Marco Bicego, and Fope. Expect a treasure trove of the world's most unique, even breathtaking earrings, rings, necklaces, and bracelets, making choosing just one piece a challenge in itself. Loring & Company Jewelers on Airport Road.
When you call most roofing companies, all you'll hear is, you need a new roof. Not when you call Fleming. At Fleming Roofing and Restoration, we're focused on your needs, whether it's an easy repair or a full roof replacement. Folks around here trusted Fleming since 1965 for all their residential and commercial roofing needs. And as the area's storm damage experts, Fleming knows all the ins and outs of the insurance claims process. Log on FlemingHSV.com to schedule your free estimate today. Fleming Roofing and Restoration. We show up.
Is your financial advisor offering you up to a 30% upfront bonus? Are they promising you up to 10% growth per year guaranteed for your retirement income? If not, you need a new financial advisor. I'm Jeff Jr., founder of Trajan Wealth. If you plan to retire within the next 10 years, don't wait, only to find out it's too late. I've seen hardworking folks like you retire, only to be required to go back to work. All because their advisor told them guarantees like these were too good to be true. They're not. That's up to $30,000 upfront or up to $10,000 per year on $100,000, all guaranteed for retirement income. Don't work when you're supposed to be retired. If any financial advisor tells you it's too good to be true, they simply don't have the options we do. Call Trajan today. 256-208-9000. 256-208-9000.
Advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor.
If you've ever been in a car wreck, it almost feels like being in a movie. I'm attorney Gary Lackey. I know your accident is the real thing, and they happen to real people every day.
The Lackey Law Firm.
I'm attorney Justin Lackey. There's a lot of talk right now about bigger, but when you've had a wreck and need a lawyer, is bigger better?
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family.
I'm attorney Jennifer Lackey. Having thousands of cases is impressive, but do you want to be just a case number, one with lots of digits?
Or do you need a lawyer who gets to know you? With offices in Huntsville and Scottsboro, when you've been injured, we take the time to help.
Even in your hospital room.
Because at the Lackey Law Firm, you're not a number. We treat you like family, because that's what we are.
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family. 1-800-4-RIGHTS.
And if you can't come to us, we'll come to you.
No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
These days, saving time is important, and saving money is even more so. That's where Eagle Masonry and Insulation comes in. Over the years, Eagle has expanded their services to meet the needs of folks like you in our area. Taking care of your property yourself can be a real headache. Eagle can handle it for you. They offer full landscaping services, irrigation, mowing, bush hog, and can install plants and trees, sod, and even landscape borders. Call Eagle Masonry and Insulation today at 256-755-1556. Eagle saves you time, and Eagle saves you money.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
Welcome back. This is Bill Crawford on Talk Radio, WZZN. And we are joined now by the Executive Vice President of the Home Builders Association of Alabama, Jason Reed. Jason, how you doing?
You know, Bill, I couldn't be doing a bit better, and I'm so happy to be with you today. And I'm really even happier that y'all mentioned that I was from Plevna. I may be one of the few that have ever been called out from being from Plevna, so I appreciate that.
Well, let me ask you this about Plevna. You got a stoplight down there?
We have a caution light, and I'll tell you a short story. A few years ago, I got a call from a lady that owned the store out there, Geraldine Nichols, beautiful woman, just wonderful family. She calls me here at the office in Montgomery, and she says, Jason, we've got a problem. I thought somebody was injured. She says, somebody has taken down the flashing light here at Plevna. I said, oh, my goodness, Geraldine, that's terrible. She says, well, we knew if we called you in Montgomery, you could get it put back up. So I said, well, I'll see what I can do. So I called Roger Jones, who was the county commissioner at that time, and I said, tell me, Roger, why'd y'all take that light down? He said, Jason, he says, we had to take it down because it's about to fall down. He said, somebody had got out there and shot it up with a shotgun and said it's about to fall in the street. He says, but we got one being timed right now and said it'll be up here in the next few days, probably by Friday. So I called her back and I said, Geraldine, I said, I made some calls. And I said, I've got a commitment. It'll be up by Friday. If it's not, you call me. Right Monday morning, she calls and she said, Jason, I want to thank you for helping us get that light put back up. So,
hey,
you know.
You take credit for it whether you did it or not, right?
That's exactly. It was one of the few wins I'd had that week. I'll take it.
Well, speaking of wins, let's talk about the housing industry, and especially the home building industry. What kind of prognostication do you guys – I see nothing but good. Do you agree with that?
I would say that's a yes and no answer to that, and I hate giving those. I mean, you know, y'all's market, Madison County, Limestone County, Baldwin County in South Alabama, they are red hot markets. You know, clearly y'all's from the economic development that Huntsville and Madison and Limestone County area have done in recruiting industry in has been a boon for housing and housing development and everything else that comes with it, whether it's retail and restaurants and all the different commercial businesses. That's great. Of course, Baldwin County, if you go to Baldwin County, you know why people want to live there. We have so many people that influx from other parts of the country that come there and they drive prices up and build over a lot of land. And, you know, you can't blame them. My goodness, if you want to find a beautiful place to be, there's not much better than either end of our state. You know, the Huntsville area is so beautiful. I hope to retire back up at the farm someday myself, hopefully in a number of years, but still be back up there.
I was going to say the downside
is you're seeing growth in other parts of the state is somewhat slower, but overall, you know, the state's, I would say, relatively calm and stagnant. A lot that has to do with interest rates. You know, interest rates, even though they've made their way down to 6%, that helps. But when you look back over year from this time last year, all of our inputs are up roughly 4.2, 4.3%. That's you know, so whatever you bring down in interest rates, it seems like we pop up in costs, and that has a certainly has a cooling effect on housing, you know.
Well, Jason, I know this. I know for a fact that I'm the only thing standing between you and the dentist chair this afternoon. So make sure you let me know when you got to go. But hopefully we have a little bit more time together.
Oh, yeah, definitely so.
One thing I'd like to ask you, and by the way, Jason and I have a long history together. I was the executive director or the executive officer of the Greater Birmingham Association of Home Builders, and worked with Jason a lot when he was running the halls of Montgomery, making sure our laws got passed. And, you know, one of the things people always say or have a caution about the housing industry is they say, you know, not in my backyard. We called them NIMBYs. They say, we don't want to build anymore. We're growing too fast. And what advice would you give to the citizenry who may be listening to this show who have those kind of thoughts?
Well, you know, I love my neighbors. You know, I don't know why. If you move to an area, and I've heard this, I had a young lady a few years ago. We were in a meeting all together, and she was a NIMBY, and she said, "Oh, you know, I moved out on the outskirts of Birmingham between Pelham and Calera," and she says, "We bought our dream home out there, and there were pastures on three sides of us, and we watched the cows, and it was so beautiful. And then development came in, and they plowed over that, and I don't get to see the cows anymore." And I said, "But don't you think that property owner has a right to do with his property what you want?" She says, "Oh, but it's sprawl. It's all sprawling out here." And I said, "Tell me where it is that you work." And she worked down on like 21st Avenue in downtown Birmingham. And I said, "So you're okay with commuting out to this beautiful area. You just don't think anyone else should have the right to have what you have." I mean, it's such a, I don't know, it's just not something that the way I grew up and my faith would say, I don't have a right to something that someone else shouldn't have. And I think that's a problem. I don't think it's a problem as bad as it once was. I think people realize when housing comes, what follows housing? You know, the Publix you wanted that you've been driving 30 minutes to go to, guess what? It now is in your neighborhood or near your community. So are your businesses, all the other businesses you want. Maybe your offices move out there. You know, all this follows, but it's not like people are just dreaming up and saying, "Oh, my goodness, I just want to build another subdivision." No, it's because your communities are growing. Communities invest in industry and whatever they're bringing in, like y'all up in North Alabama with military and the FBI and now with pharmaceuticals. You know, people are coming. You know, we always have a saying, homes are where jobs go at night. And I just don't understand people. And look, I grew up in the farm, and I love property as much as anyone else, but I have a right to use my property as I see fit. I just don't think that that someone that just because you moved in beside me, did you ought to tell me I can't do it, you know? I don't know. I just think anyone that would begrudge someone else that realization of the American dream of home ownership, they just really don't sit too high in high esteem on that.
Well, you know, one of the things I can recall on numerous occasions going before various and sundry city councils in Jefferson, Shelby County, and talking to them about this issue is I would always make the point to the assembled masses who were there normally in anger is that, hey, you've got what you want, you know. Can't somebody else have the same thing? No, I got what I want. They got to go somewhere else. Well, that was you at one time. You had to go somewhere else, and you got what you wanted. So let other people have that opportunity also. And as you said, with how people are not going to go build Publix just in the middle of a field and say, "God, you know, maybe somebody will come down here." They go where the people are, and you're absolutely right on that. That's a very good point.
That's it. I hope that sentiment has died down. I certainly do. But, you know, Bill, I thought when I heard your intro today and it mentions compassionate. And I think that's something that when you were working for Birmingham's Association and I was still green behind the ears, wet behind the ears as it would be, you kind of always kind of lived with kind of a passion for what y'all were fighting for and a compassion for everyone out there. And I think that's kind of what we try to do as a home building industry is, look, our builders, for the most part, they live in your neighborhood. They're compassionate and they're empathetic of their people's concerns. I think that's appropriate. I think that's very much with keeping with their faith and their beliefs. And I think if people would just stop long enough and listen and realize that, hey, you know what? These guys are doing right, and they're building beautiful neighborhoods. They're not detracting from communities. They're adding to them. They're adding park spaces. They're bringing the Publix with them. They're bringing the Walmarts. They're bringing, you know, the high-end jeweler stores or whatever. I'm just making commercial names, but I think that's something I learned from you a long time ago, and I think it's something that the home building industry as a whole in Alabama has held as its way of doing business all these years.
Well, I think you're absolutely right. And just to correct you on one thing, when you said you were wet behind the ears, I came straight from helicopter and missile land into the home building industry. And I was really wet behind the ears. I was just, glib and debonair and a good enough talker that people didn't realize it. But, let me switch gears with, that's true. Switch gears with you just a little bit. You know, there's a lot going on in the country now where people are complaining about tariffs and this and that and raising prices. Is this going to affect the home building industry? Will it reach down locally to Alabama?
It will. I mean, you know, we can't insulate ourselves against that. And we've seen it in products that are imported. And of course, consumers are seeing it every day. You know, I made a comment to someone recently and I don't take the comment back because I think it was true. When you look at the price of housing, yes, there are market conditions that drive that, whether it's tariffs or what it may be. But then you also see regulatory excesses. You know, it's one thing, and our industry has always been good with fair and reasonable regulation, but it has seemed like they've gone into overdrive and become addicted to regulation, and it drives the price of houses up. You know, again, how does any industry survive a 4.2% increase in input on an annual basis? And how do you deal with that when, you know, it's not like that sweater you go buy off the rack at Dillard's, that whoever made the sweater sets their price. Whatever we build, we have to get an appraisal. And if the appraisal doesn't come in because they say, well, the market conditions don't bear it, and they've not taken into consideration that you've had increases from tariffs, increases from new regulations, you know, increases in all your input costs, then our price is set by them, and it lowers these builders' margins to the point that they can't make it. I mean, it's just, you know, I don't know how, as a nation, we begin pushing back, but at some point, we have to do that, and the public should be aware that, look, this is not people just lining their pockets. It's the regulators driving the price of housing up to the point that it is putting a squeeze on us to almost a breaking point. So I that might not be the answer to your question, but it's a soapbox that is never far for me to step up on.
Well, no, that is a good answer to the question, but it leads me into something else. How are you doing on time, by the way?
I tell you what, I'm going to walk with you in my hand. How about that?
That sounds kind of weird, but we'll go ahead and go with it. The one thing, as you're walking away, probably heading to the car, you and I know the answer to this, but our listeners do not. What exactly does a trade association do for the industry?
You know, we represent our industry in almost anything as it relates before governmental bodies. You know, we're their voice down at the state house. We're their voice in city halls and county commissioners across the state. But more than that, we also provide education to provide an opportunity to become a better professional, to increase your skill set. We want our members, and we hold our members out very special. Yeah, they're licensed home builders, they're licensed electricians, they're licensed plumbers, whatever they may be. That's not usually enough for us. We want people that are true craftsmen, that are true professionals, and are always willing to grow in that. And our members across the board, I couldn't tell you a name of anyone that I've run across that doesn't believe that same thing. And that's the reason they're members. We try to provide, you know, insurance opportunities, whether it's workers' comp, health insurance, because Lord knows that's a problem for everybody in this country. And it's, you know, those are the things that trade associations do. We try to support our members because these are not big national corporations that are trading on Wall Street. This is your next door neighbor, right? It's your teacher's husband or your teacher's wife that is in our industry, and they need help because they're struggling. And we try to be there to help, kind of give them maybe create a net to catch them if they fall, but to help make them a better person of their industry.
Well, Jason, I'll tell you what I said, and then I'm going to let you go, is when I went from being a soldier to coming into the Home Builders Association, I used to tell people I went from defending the American dream to help building the American dream, and I always kind of like that. And as I let you go off to your wonderful visit with the least favorite person in the world, I want to congratulate you on being selected as the Home Builders Association of Alabama Executive Vice President. I know you have some big shoes to fill, and we both know that, but we also know that you can do it. So thank you for coming on board with us today, and I'll go ahead and let you go. And you take care. I'll be in touch.
I appreciate that, and have me back anytime you need me.
Okay, I will. And folks, that's Jason Reed, who's the Executive Vice President of the Home Builders Association of Alabama. And if this interests you, I've got a little time right now if you would like to call and tell us what you think about the home building industry. Is it good, bad, indifferent? Does it help the economy? Does it hurt the economy? Do you know any builders who build stuff in your neighborhood? And give us a call at 256-382-0724.
Firehawk Aerospace is a non-traditional defense contractor.
And we're going to go ahead, I guess, Brian, does that mean I need to take a break? No, it's just old Firehawk just jumped right in there. They've been a sponsor of my previous show, and we're glad they're still around every now and then. But the home building, that was funny, Brian. I liked having that.
Sorry about that. This show's still under construction, by the way.
That's so, yes, we are. As I used to say on Redstone Arsenal, we're building the airplane as we fly it, and we are flying away. But is now a good time to take a break, Brian? That we've got Jason on his merry way.
You know, we could take a break, and then I'd love to hear from some people. 256-382-0724. Check us out and let us know what you think. This is your show.
Okay, we'll take a break and we'll be back. Hopefully we'll get some phone calls. If not, we'll talk a little more about the housing industry.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford with Crawdad's Countdown to Kickoff. I've recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
Don't you wish that you had some secrets to help you get an edge on your business competition? Wouldn't it be great if someone could solve challenges at your company that you don't have the time or expertise to fix on your own? You know, there is a solution. Higher Echelon is a world-class consulting firm based in Huntsville that trains employees in sports psychology secrets to drastically improve work performance. Founder Dr. Joe Ross is retired Army who played and later coached for the cadets and has put that experience to good use. Higher Echelon helps organizations shave hundreds of hours off work time by improving processes, and Higher Echelon helps organizations save and make more money by walking them through technology updates and implementations. You don't have to go it alone, and you don't have to stay stuck. Higher Echelon is a trusted partner in organizational excellence. Go to higherechelon.com. That's HIGHERECHELON.com today to take your company to the next level. Go higher. and go Army.
AL Cert number 21014.
Welcome in to the hottest and coolest game show around called The Freeze. Today's contestant, Bob. Bob, can you tell me the heating and air business that provides free service with repair?
Is it Talent Heating and Air Conditioning?
Can you tell me which heating and air business provides free second opinions?
Talent Heating and Air Conditioning.
You are a grand prize winner. You have won a visit from the number one heating and air business in the Tennessee Valley.
Talent Heating and Air Conditioning?
That's right. Talent Heating and Air is coming to you.
This is Thomas with Talent Heating and Air Conditioning, and you don't have to win a game show to use us. We have free second opinions year-round, and this summer we're doing free service calls with a repair. So just remember, call Talent Heating and Air Conditioning at 256-503-4490 or visit us on our website at talenthvac.com.
Is your financial advisor offering you up to a 30% upfront bonus? Are they promising you up to 10% growth per year guaranteed for your retirement income? If not, you need a new financial advisor. I'm Jeff Jr., founder of Trajan Wealth. If you plan to retire within the next 10 years, don't wait, only to find out it's too late. I've seen hardworking folks like you retire, only to be required to go back to work, all because their advisor told them guarantees like these were too good to be true. They're not. That's up to $30,000 upfront or up to $10,000 per year on $100,000, all guaranteed for retirement income. Don't work when you're supposed to be retired. If any financial advisor tells you it's too good to be true, they simply don't have the options we do. Call Trajan today, 256-208-9000, 256-208-9000.
Advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor.
I'm attorney Gary Lackey. I know your accident is the real thing, and they happen to real people.
I'm attorney Justin Lackey. There's a lot of talk right now about bigger, but when you've had a wreck, is bigger better?
I'm attorney Jennifer Lackey. Do you want to be just a case number?
With offices in Huntsville and Scottsboro, we take the time to help.
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family. 1-800-4-RIGHTS.
No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
I'm here with Stan McDonald of the Stanton Law Firm. Stan, I guess you are the Stanton in the law firm.
Yes, Wes, that's me, and we started the Stanton Law Firm so that myself and four other attorneys with me can help clients litigate, negotiate, and creatively solve legal and real estate problems.
Now, Stan, you grew up on a family farm in this area and have made a name closing on houses and land with your closing company, Jacob Title.
I grew up on a farm, which used to be in the country. That plus having closed on so many homes and farms, one of my colleagues started referring to me as a classic dirt lawyer. Now, I didn't know how to take that at first, that tag, but I realized that's exactly what I do and what I am.
And I know the attorneys at Stanton Law Firm are regular listeners, and we plan to have you on periodically. You and I have seen have impacted this community.
Stay tuned, and you may hear about friends like Steve Booker, Clarence Johnson, Thomas Boyd, and even a few of those offensive line hogs like Hoss Johnson, and maybe you remember some other of those guys, too.
I remember Clarence Johnson. He beat us one year. He was unbelievable.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Your Fox 54 update.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Jordan Dressman. A mostly cloudy sky this afternoon. A couple of isolated showers. Otherwise, temperatures climbing into the lower 50s, dropping into the mid and upper 30s as we head into the overnight. In the cloudy sky for your Friday, we're only going to climb into the lower 40s. A winter storm watch goes into effect Friday night and then through the day on Saturday. We're talking about a mix of snow, freezing rain, and maybe even a little bit of rain on Saturday.
Your Fox 54 forecast, only on Talk Radio WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Crawford with Talk Radio WZZN, and this is The Point. And we are glad you're here with us. Along with producer Brian Temple, are here hopefully to discuss the issues that are germane in a manner here in North Alabama where we can talk cogently and lucidly and hopefully make sense. One thing I did want to mention, I was listening to one of the commercials during the break, and it was a financial guy, and he said, you know, I've worked with people, and they retired, and suddenly they had to go back to work. Well, I am retired after 30 years combined federal and military service, and I am at back at work. And just a bit of advice to those who may be out there in a similar scenario. If you find something you really enjoy doing, it's really not like you're back at work. And I really enjoy doing this. And hopefully I can keep on doing it. I may end up getting tossed out into the street. But, hey, we'll give it a run as long as we can. And one other thing Brian Jason was mentioning about the caution light getting shot down in Plevna, that reminded me of a story from my hometown just down the road in Lawrenceburg, Tennessee, when I was growing up, and it's still there. There's Lawrenceburg was one of the founding fathers, was Davy Crockett, and there's a big statue of Davy Crockett right in the middle of town. And one time, one of my old flames, her daddy, when he was a young man, got a little too much moonshine and took a shotgun and put a deer slug through the statue of Davy Crockett. And for all my life growing up, there was a hole in Davy Crockett's statue. And finally, I went back up there a few years ago, and they had fixed that statue. So that was a good thing. We always laughed at the statue of Davy Crockett that had the hole in it, just like I'm sure Jason laughed at the flashing caution light. So let's talk a little bit about the housing industry and new home construction, which I happen to know just a wee bit about. And what does that actually mean to the economy? I mean, you have construction going on and you see houses going up, and sometimes, you know, there's a hassle, the traffic slows down, you might pick up a nail, you might have all kinds of things going on. And while that's happening, it's like watching sausage getting made. It doesn't look pretty while it's happening. But at the end of the day, what happens? Well, you've got a nice subdivision, nice residential folks, people moving in. But still a lot of people say, not in my backyard. I don't want to have this happen here. Well, I used to, as I said earlier, I would stand up before city councils and try to argue the value of new home construction and real estate in general, because there's value just to people buying existing homes. And we're going to have a guest, Miss Cindy Peters Tanner, who's going to talk to us about that in a little bit. But what we did in Birmingham, and the same thing would hold true were this study to be done, was we hired the Alabama Center for Real Estate Excellence, called ACRE. And we hired them to do a independent study to say, hey, what do new homes actually help a community? Do they pay for themselves, or are they a blight on the economy? Well, we had Dr. Leonard Zimpano, who at the time held the position as chair of real estate for the Culver House Business College. He did a study, and he said that a very detailed study, by the way, and this was like 15 years ago, so probably multiply these numbers by two, but in Jefferson County, each house added $10,647 in excess of what it cost the first year it was built. And every year thereafter, it added $2,027. So homes make a difference. You know, as Jason was saying, they create jobs. They create things that you didn't have before. Suddenly a Publix appears. And there's all kinds of instances like that you could talk about. So what about here in our area? I'm not just going to say Madison County. I'm going to say the North Alabama area. Last year, home prices climbed 20%. And just think about that. That's if you had a 401k and it was going up at 20% a year, you would probably say, wow, that's pretty good. I think I'm going to keep my money there. And the cities are not growing at that rate. So something's happening. Last year, the average selling price of a home in North Alabama was $342,000. In Huntsville and Madison, guess what? Take a guess, Brian. What's the difference? How much do you think it is in Huntsville and Madison?
I'm going to bet higher.
You are going to say, ding, 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 winner, winner, chicken dinner. The actual median price in Huntsville and Madison County is $362,000.
Well, I cheated, Bill. The lovely Mrs. Temple and I bought a house about a year and a half ago. So I'm a little more up to speed on house prices.
Yeah, the good news is your house goes up in value. The bad news is if you sell it, of course, you're going to make some money. But then again, you're going to have to buy another house unless you decide to go live in a tent somewhere. So
she said no.
She said no?
No, we're not going to live in a ditch.
No, we're not going to live in a ditch. And another thing people need to think about is how does housing impact the economy? Well, a study from the National Association of Home Builders said this. For every 100 single-family homes built in a typical area, and I don't even know if I could call us a typical area. We might be an atypical area that's a little bit on the better side of the curve than the worst side. But 100 single-family homes bring $28.7 million in local income. So what does that mean? Well, when you have 100 homes come in, guess what? You have 100 families. 100 families buy beds. They buy other furniture. They buy TVs. They buy grocery. If you move into an area, you're not going to go 50 miles away to shop, and you're not going to go 50 miles away to get new tires. You're going to do all that stuff right there. And another thing that homes do, that again, those same 100 homes, they bring $3.6 million in taxes. And this is the key thing. Those 100 homes create an average of 394 jobs. And guess what? I do believe that's higher in our area. And one thing a lot of people say is you drive around Huntsville and you start looking around and you go out towards Mid-City and you go out towards the Trash Panda area and you go even further west on the interstate and you see all these apartments going up and you're going, good God, you know, what's going on? Why do we need all these apartments? Well, here's a little bit of, it's called multifamily construction. And here's just a couple of stats on the multifamily construction industry. Is 100 rental apartments in a local economy will bring in $11.7 million in local income and $2.2 million in taxes and create 161 local jobs. So the people who are moving into the apartments are also benefiting the economy. Those are people that are coming from somewhere else by and large, and they're coming here to live and do all the things that are requisite with living, such as expenses, things of that nature. Now, I went down yesterday to the Alabama Center for Real Estate Excellence and looked at some of their data. By the way, that's a website, Acre. You can go to it. It doesn't cost anything. You don't have to be a member. You don't have to have a hated password. By the way, if I could pass a law somehow in the United States, I would somehow eliminate passwords and two-factor authentication. That is probably one of the most aggravating things I have in my life. In fact, my son gave me a Christmas present, a little book that's what the blank is my password. And all my passwords are written down in that little book, which you're not supposed to do that, but hey, that's what I do. But on that website, I went and looked at Madison County. And in Madison County, and this, I just took it up to the year 2023. In Madison County, single family building permits in 2014 were 2,667. In 2023, they were 5,499. Now that, if the stats from the National Association of Home Builders are correct, that is $803 million added here in local economy and $100.8 million in taxes. So that wouldn't have happened if something, you know, they say if you build it, they will come. Well, they built it, and I think they came. And here's another little stat that shows where they came. And again, I didn't look at it up to the current date. I just looked at it till 2023. In 2013, total employment here in our area, just Madison County, was 160,213. In 2023, the number of jobs were 200,742. That is an increase of 40,529 jobs. Folks, that's a good thing. That is a good thing that's happening here. We're riding the wave. The rising tide lifts all boats. So when you see these houses going up and you see these for sale signs, you know, don't say, oh my gosh, you know, this is just horrible. Where are we going to go? There's no place to live around here. Well, one of the leaders of the housing industry in Birmingham, he used to have a great comeback when we would sometimes have a little disagreement with some of the environmental groups we worked with. And they said, it's all going away. There's no land. There's nothing to do. And he would look at them and say, the next time you fly out of here in an airplane, and it holds true for the Huntsville International Airport too, if you don't think there's anything where houses can go or where people can live, just look down. And I think if you look down, you'll realize that there's still a whole lot of land and a whole lot of places where people can go. So that's kind of the builder's take on the housing industry. And by the way, what's going to happen next year? Well, next year, it's going to be interesting to see if the new home construction industry can keep up with what's going to happen in our area. Because building permits declined last year by 7.5%. Now, did they decline because the economy in Madison County declined? I don't think so. I think they declined because it might have been harder to get materials, bricks, wood, the thing that you need to build home. So just keep an eye on that. And I think it's going to be good, though. And I think you should shake hands with your people who, you know, the builders are making the homes that your friends live in and family live in. And growth is a good thing, and it's good for all of us. So, folks, we're going to go ahead and get out of here. And when we come back after our break, we're going to have a special guest to talk to us a little bit about the reason why we all stocked up on milk and bread the last couple of days. And if you want to call us and talk to him, that's fine, 256-382-0724. This is Bill Crawford and Brian Temple, and we are out of here, and we'll be back in just a bit.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford with Crawdad's Countdown to Kickoff. I've recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
Normally, when you call a roofing company, all you hear is, you need a new roof. Not when you call Fleming Roofing and Restoration. Since 1965, the folks at Fleming have been focused on what you need, whether it's an easy repair or a full roof replacement, commercial or residential. And when it comes to storm damage, you want Fleming on your side. They know all the ins and outs of insurance claims and will guide you through the entire process. Log on FlemingHSV.com and book your free estimate today. Fleming Roofing and Restoration. We show up.
I'm here with Stan McDonald of Jacob Title. Stan, I've heard that every real estate closing at Jacob Title is a very big deal. Why is that?
Wes, I'm reminded of a very impactful statement that I heard from Coach Gene Stallings years ago when he talked about big games and little games. He said he didn't like that comparison. He says, because try losing one of those little games. And if you ever do, it ends up being the biggest game all year long. Well, it's the same thing with real estate closings. Every game, every closing is a very big deal at Jacob Title. Because when it's your closing and your contract on the line, it's a very big deal, and we understand that at Jacob Title.
So it sounds like whether your client is a first-time residential buyer or a multi-million-dollar investor, they can expect your A-game.
That's exactly right. As a matter of fact, when you bring your real estate closing to us at Jacob Title, we understand it's all about trust and confidence. And when Stan McDonald tells you that a chicken dips snuff, you can look under his wing for the box.
And like Beavs likes to say, there's no doubt about it.
It's football season, and the only place to catch every game is the End Zone. With NFL Sunday Ticket, big screen TVs, and all the sports you love, we've got your playbook for fun. Two family-friendly non-smoking locations, Midtown on McMurtry next to Target, and on Cecil Ashburn Drive. Jumbo wings, cheeseburgers, Tex-Mex, pizza, plus daily specials, happy hour, big draft beers, and frozen margaritas. Open for lunch daily at our Midtown location, the End Zone, where every seat's the best seat in the house.
You invest in your customers with your heart, soul, and skill. Well, it's time to invest in yourself with the next generation Cat 255 compact track loaders from Thompson Tractor. After all, those who give their best deserve the best, and this machine has it all. With features that include a more powerful engine, tri-axle truck loading capabilities, a spacious cab, and a smooth ride for all-day comfort. Thompson Tractor knows how much value you place on your customer satisfaction. It's how you build your business. It's also how we build ours. Since 1957, hardworking folks like you have counted on Thompson to provide the absolute best lineup of equipment in the industry, all backed by a customer service and product support team that time and again have proven to be second to none. It's all about maintaining peak performance. Always has been, always will be. Visit ThompsonTractor.com for details. Thompson Tractor, we're here for you.
When a team sticks together, it shows in the way they work and the way they treat you.
We don't just hire great people, they stay. On average, our managers have been with us over 15 years and company-wide turnover is under 3%.
It's a culture built on integrity and heart.
When you call, you get someone who knows your name, understands your business, and is invested in your success.
And that means service you can count on every time.
Your home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas is Talk Radio WZZN.
I'm still a soldier, always will be, and it's just part of my life. It will never go away. So we're going to be here just briefly, and then we're going to come back in a little bit with Jordan Dressman, our weatherman. Tell us what's going on. A couple of things I did want to mention. You know, thank you for listening on Talk Radio WZZN. However you're listening to us, either on the website or on the app, which you can get at the App Store for free. Just search the App Store for Talk Radio WZZN and download it, and boom, you got it. A couple of things, some programming notes. Today after me, it's Guy Benson from 4 to 5, Will Kane from 5 to 6, and Bill O'Reilly from 6 to 7. Just a little bit more, a couple of snippets about the housing industry. Right now, and we'll check in with Cindy Peters Tanner when she comes on, but it looks like the average time on the market right now for a house is 63 days. And one other thing, this is just something you may want to look into. As we all know here in Huntsville, we live in an area that is prone to tornadoes, wind damage, hail, all that kind of bad stuff. And sometimes you get a little surprise in your insurance if you have to replace your roof. You may want to take a peek at your insurance policy, your current one, not the one from 10 years ago, and see what your deductible is, because some of the insurance companies have changed the deductible from a fixed figure to 2.5% of your value of your home. So with that, this is Bill Crawford, and I'll be back in a minute.
Don't you wish that you had some secrets to help you get an edge on your business competition? Wouldn't it be great if someone could solve challenges at your company that you don't have the time or expertise to fix on your own? You know, there is a solution. Higher Echelon is a world-class consulting firm based in Huntsville that trains employees in sports psychology secrets to drastically improve work performance. Founder Dr. Joe Ross is retired Army who played and later coached for the cadets and has put that experience to good use. Higher Echelon helps organizations shave hundreds of hours off work time by improving processes, and Higher Echelon helps organizations save and make more money by walking them through technology updates and implementations. You don't have to go it alone, and you don't have to stay stuck. Higher Echelon is a trusted partner in organizational excellence. Go to higherechelon.com. That's HIGHERECHELON.com today to take your company to the next level. Go higher. And go Army.
HD 97.7.2 WZZN-FM Union Grove, Huntsville, Alabama. Talk Radio WZZN.
I'm Stuart Varley, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The major averages are trying to hold on to solid gains in afternoon trading, with the Dow recovering all of Tuesday's losses after President Trump dialed back his threat on tariffs on European countries, while a new batch of economic data underscored a robust U.S. economy. Economic growth was stronger than forecast in the third quarter, ending in September, with the gross domestic product rising to 4.4%. That is the fastest clip in 2 years. And inflation held steady in November. The PCE price index, that is the Fed's preferred inflation gauge, matched economists' expectations. However, inflation still isn't down to the Fed's 2% goal. On the earnings front, shares of Procter & Gamble are rising over 3%. The maker of everyday goods reported mixed quarterly results, delivering higher than forecast earnings, but its sales came in slightly lower than estimates. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
When I started skiing, I didn't think about setting any records. When I won my first race, I didn't think about how many more I might win. So when I made it to the top of the world, it never crossed my mind to stop. Being the best isn't the same as being your best. There are no shortcuts to the top, so find the people who help get you there. I'm Michaela Schifrin, and that's what Team Stifel means to me. If you're an advisor or an investor, choose Stifel, where success meets success.
Stifel Nicholas & Company, Incorporated. Member SIPC and NYSE.
Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult a financial advisor before making any investment decision.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
1819 News.
U.S. Congressman Gary Palmer is a member of the House Oversight Committee. This past Wednesday, that committee considered a resolution to hold former President Bill Clinton and former First Lady Hillary Clinton in contempt of Congress. Both Clintons did not appear before that committee in response to a subpoena that was issued to them months ago in order for the committee to question them regarding the Jeffrey Epstein case. Palmer voted in favor of that resolution, which did pass out of the committee and will now go to the full House for consideration. Palmer quoted Hillary Clinton herself as saying that no one is above the law. Palmer says that in this case, the Clintons see themselves as being the exception to that statement. Palmer maintains that the House Oversight Committee is conducting a serious investigation into those who were connected to Epstein and his crimes against underage women. Both Clintons have been connected closely to Epstein during and after their time in the White House, with Bill Clinton himself visiting Epstein's Island over 25 times. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Did you know that 70% of people experience a potentially traumatic event in their lifetime, and that 6 out of every 100 adults face PTSD every day? Help us bring hope to these survivors by signing up for your Alabama Distinctive PTSD Awareness License Plate today. The great thing is you can sign up no matter when your current plate renews, and the first year is complimentary. All you need is your VIN number on hand. Drive awareness, drive hope, and customize your plate today at atease.org.
A settlement was reached in Houston County just days before a trial was to get underway at the start of this week. The case involved a child who was attacked at the Laurel Oaks Youth Treatment Center by another child who had a history of sexual violence. This occurred in 2022, just days after Joshua Phelps admitted his child to that facility. Phelps has since sued the Youth Treatment Center, and the trial was to go before a jury in the Houston County Circuit Court this past Monday when the judge was notified of a settlement being reached between the two parties. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
There are only about 4,300 publicly traded companies on the U.S. Stock Exchange. But there are an estimated 33 million companies in the U.S. Hi, I'm Jeff Jr., founder of Trajan Wealth. The average investor is missing out on over 99% of the investment opportunity that's happening in this beautiful country until now. True portfolio strength is found beyond the confines of the S&P 500, investing in promising companies before they go public. Private real estate, infrastructure, world-changing technologies. This is called the endowment model. The endowment model has historically outperformed the traditional model of just stocks and bonds. If you're an accredited investor and want more from your investments, it's time to think beyond just stocks and bonds. Call Trajan today, 256-202-4200. That's 256-202-4200.
Advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. See website for details.
If you work in a dangerous or logistically intense industry, you know good training can be a challenge. There are training costs, safety concerns, and difficulty replicating real-world scenarios. There's a better way used right now in the Army and in all our armed services to better prepare our heroes, and it's available to you in your organizations. Higher Echelon's Game Development Team is revolutionizing learning in military training, dangerous industry, STEM, and sports performance domains with cutting-edge virtual training that immerses you in lifelike scenarios without the cost and safety concerns for trainees. With Higher Echelon's game-based training, you'll experience realistic simulations, precision accuracy, and unparalleled safety. Higher Echelon founder Dr. Joe Ross is retired Army who played and later coached for the cadets and puts that experience to use. His team has been building cutting-edge virtual training environments for soldiers and clients for a decade. Higher Echelon, the name you can trust for advanced training solutions. Reach out at higherechelon.com to get your free consultation. Go higher and go Army.
When you call most roofing companies, all you'll hear is, you need a new roof. Not when you call Fleming. At Fleming Roofing and Restoration, we're focused on your needs, whether it's an easy repair or a full roof replacement. Folks around here have trusted Fleming since 1965 for all their residential and commercial roofing needs. And as the area's storm damage experts, Fleming knows all the ins and outs of the insurance claims process. Log on FlemingHSV.com to schedule your free estimate today. Fleming Roofing and Restoration. We show up.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN. This is The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio, WZZN. A compassionate, conservative, reasoned voice. Not just for today's headlines, but for issues that matter to you. Perspective from a distinguished career of service in the U.S. Army. Courage from hours in the pilot seat of a military helicopter in war and in peace. Knowledge of cultures from around the world. Experience from a lifetime of service to America. What matters to you, from the dinner table to the halls of power? Conservative, compassionate, reason. That's The Point.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Crawford, and this is The Point on Talk Radio WZZN. We thank you for tuning in to us today. And now we've got a special guest. And a special guest is a real good thing to have from somebody in his profession this weekend. And that is Jordan Dressman. Jordan, how are you doing?
Well, we had a little bit of trouble there.
Well,
hey, Jordan, can you hear us now?
Yeah.
Hey, man, thanks for joining us.
Hey, Jordan. No problem. Thanks for having me.
Hey, Jordan, can you hear me? This is Bill Crawford.
Hey, Bill, how are you?
I'm doing good. Well, hey, before we get started talking about the weather, I just wanted to let you know something personally, that every night when my wife and I lay down to go to sleep, we are wooed to sleep at 9:20 every night by watching your weather forecast. I think it's the best one going, and it's very accurate. Yeah, it's good. And also, I follow you on Facebook, and I want to get you to show me how to make a prime rib one day. Seems like you got that figured out.
You know, for the first one, I was actually very pleased with it. You know, that is not something I am going to dare to do very often because, you know, even on sale, the price I paid for that was absolutely ridiculous.
Well, I can tell you this. I have tried many, many ways to do prime rib, and it always ends up with this. I put it back in the oven because I didn't cook it long enough, and so I have decided now when I'm going to get a prime rib, I usually go to Nick's Ristorante, which I may go there tonight. It's prime rib night, but I enjoyed watching that on Facebook. So before we get into the weather discussion, tell us, just if you got a few minutes, how does one become a weatherman? When did you decide in your life that that's what you wanted to do?
You know, honestly, it's kind of funny because a lot of people that are, you know, most weathermen will tell you, this is the job that I have wanted to do since I was 5 years old. It's the only thing I ever wanted to do. Yeah, I'm not that way. Honestly, going into weather was kind of my backup choice. I lived most of my life wanting to be a pilot, but my vision is pretty atrocious. And so it took enough people telling me that I will never in my life be a pilot because my vision's terrible, And so I chose the backup option. You know, the weather's fun, and it was a solid backup, and it kind of stuck. So, you know, after I graduated high school, I decided I was going to leave the world of the Big Ten for the SEC and go to Mississippi State, and took more physics and calculus than I ever care to take ever again in my life. And here we are 10 years later.
Hey, I'll tell you this, as a pilot, you know, I was a helicopter pilot for many, many years. And one of the things you learn in flight school is you have to kind of, especially if you're an Army aviator where you're flying, where you may not be in an airfield, you may just be out in the middle of the woods somewhere. But they taught us a lot about weather and about how you can tell what's happening just by knowing what happens when you see Alto Cirrus or Nimbus clouds or whatever. So every aviator, every pilot is sort of a half-baked weatherman. So it's kind of odd that you wanted to be a pilot and you became a weatherman, and I was a pilot and I was a half-ass weatherman. So so hey, tell us one more thing before we talk about this weekend. One, I'm just asking you some things that I've always wondered when I watch the weather. Is there's the American and the European model. Why are there two, and why do we even care what the European model says?
Why are there two? Honestly, I don't know the question. Don't know the answer. You know, the Europeans have their own weather model hanging out. You know, the Americans, we have our own, and we care because it's nice to have multiple options, especially in cases like this, you know, where it's good to have different options to look at and kind of compare what one model is saying versus what the other model is saying, especially here during the winter. The European model is rather known and trusted during winter weather events. For whatever reason, you know, it just performs much better. Whether the folks that maintain the European model dump more money into it, it just consistently performs better than the American GFS model, or really most of the American models. We have multiple here. The Europeans, they just kind of have the one, but their one always performs really, really well during winter weather events. So it's kind of used as the gold standard. If nothing agrees with the Euro, the Euro is probably the right one.
Well, now, speaking of the American model, is that like a service, or does that come from the National Weather Service?
So it's a service. So, for example, when I write my forecast every day, I have a primary website that I use as kind of a landing board, and it provides me access to all of the American models, and then it also provides me access to the European model. Now, because the European model is typically deemed a little bit better, I have to pay to gain access to the European model, but all of the American models are free. But I have a website that I visit. It's just any standard. Anybody can go to it. Anybody can pay for a subscription to the website if they so choose. I don't have like some secret software hidden away in a cave or anything like that.
So how do you like being a weatherman here in Huntsville?
You know, it's fun. You know, I've been here, this is my eighth year. It'll be my eighth year in March that I've been in Huntsville. And Huntsville is a lot of fun. It's almost never boring, even during the summer. You know, it's never boring. You know, during the summer, it's hot and humid and probably going to rain. The goal in the summer is trying to figure out if it's going to rain in, you know, Huntsville or Madison, or on which side of 72 it's going to rain. And then, of course, we have the spring that keeps me busy. And then, you know, winter events, you know, the chance of snow and the chance of ice, that's exciting. And I think what's exciting about it is the people get really excited. You know, I grew up in the Midwest. I grew up in Ohio. And then my first job was in Idaho, so the Pacific Northwest. And so it takes a lot of snow for me to get genuinely excited. But I get excited here because people get excited, because winter weather is such an uncommon theme here, that when it does happen, people really get excited about it and people really enjoy it.
Well, you know, I spent a lot of, I'm a West Point grad. I spent a lot of times up there, which is mighty cold. And I commanded an attack helicopter company in the federal Republic of Germany, and it's mighty cold, and have lived in the South most of my life. And I have a little saying that's just something I came up with. And what I tell people is, down in this neck of the woods, it snows in dog years. And they say, what in the heck are you talking about? And well, my point is this, you know, 1 year in a dog life equals 7 years. and around here, 1 year, 1 inch of snow is about equal to seven. And you can actually start counting the effects of snow using the dog year rule before the snow even hits the ground. And that's just my little Southern saying about how it is down here. So I love talking about the weather, obviously, and maybe one of these days we can get together and do that. But tell us about this weekend, because this is really got everybody's attention, no doubt.
Yeah, and I think what captured people's attention from the start was, you know, if we go all the way back to Sunday afternoon, you know, people started looking at different model runs, and there was a lot of consistency that we were going to get a really big snow and a really big ice event, you know, here in North Alabama and up in southern Middle Tennessee. And I think that got people really excited, because very rarely our models consistent or reliable as far back as Sunday, but it seemed like they were handling the whole situation really well. Now things have changed, and as I'm sitting here writing my forecast, you know, it's without burying the lead, I suppose it is safe to say that we are not going to get the really big snow and ice event that we kind of once thought we were going to get. What we're going to end up getting this weekend is we're going to end up getting a really cold rain. Many of us are going to get an incredibly cold rain with a little bit of ice. Now, we can expect precipitation to begin to move in really early Saturday morning, somewhere between, say, 3 o'clock in the morning and 6 o'clock in the morning on Saturday. And that's initially going to fall as maybe a couple of snowflakes, but for the most part, it's going to fall as a little bit of sleet and freezing rain. But then once we get to, say, the lunch hour on Saturday, a lot of that is going to change over to just a straight normal, I'm calling it a normal rain, liquid rain, because our temperatures are going to be above freezing. And then from there, we could actually end up talking about a normal liquid rain through Sunday afternoon, depending on how the temperatures end up acting and how much above freezing we can sit, before we kind of end things Sunday evening in the form of a little bit of snow or freezing rain. Now, all that to say, we're not completely out of the woods. You know, our friends over in Florence, Russellville, everybody in the Shoals, Northwest Alabama, and southern Middle Tennessee, those folks are going to get more ice than the rest of us. And the same goes for our friends over in Fort Payne. The elevation's a little bit higher over there in northeast Alabama. And it looks like some colder air is going to be able to work into that area. So they're going to get a little bit of ice.
Well, let me ask you this. If you're traveling, you know, I know a lot of people from our area are going to be heading north on I-65. How far are they going to go before they start hitting it?
Genuinely would not be, you know, if we're thinking about, you know, wanting to travel Saturday afternoon, going to Nashville for this reason or that reason, you're going to get maybe to about Pulaski, anything north of Fayetteville, Pulaski. Your Nashville is not going to be fun this weekend. Nashville is going to get significantly more ice than we are looking at here. I don't advise traveling personally. I would not be traveling. And I would suggest that if your plans are able to be canceled, then you should cancel your plan.
Well, that's fascinating, because I know a lot of people who are heading north this weekend. So essentially, the Snowmageddon death forecast for Huntsville, it's probably not as bad now. It looks like it's, whichever model you're using, it looks like it's shifted a little north, and that's good to know. And I will certainly be watching tonight to hear your forecast. But for those who don't know, let us know the many ways that they can follow Jordan Dressman.
Oh, man, there's a lot of ways. And I encourage mostly my Facebook. You can find my Facebook, just go to the search bar and type in Chief Meteorologist Jordan Dressman, and I'll have a ton of updates between now and the end of the weekend. And, of course, you can watch Fox 54 News. We have Fox 54 News tonight at 5:30, 6 o'clock on our website, and then, of course, 9 and 10 o'clock once again on Fox 54. So there's a lot of ways that you can watch and catch the different updates, and there's going to be a lot of updates. We have some special editions of Fox 54 on Friday. I believe we're doing a 3 p.m. newscast, and then we'll be on again at 5:30, and then, of course, at 9 and 10 on Friday. But I do recommend my Facebook just because I post there the most frequently outside of the news time.
Well, hey, I like your Facebook page. Keep putting stuff on there, like pictures of your backyard and things like that. They're also give a little human touch to it. And we really appreciate your time today. And we're probably going to ask you to do this again because it's and one thing about the South, and at least with me, everybody likes to talk about the weather. And I know Mark Twain said there's nothing you can do about it, but nonetheless, we all like to talk about it.
We do indeed.
All right. Well, hey, thank you for your time, Jordan. Good luck. And hopefully your forecast is accurate. So, Brian, that was a good call to get him on today. And we're going to go ahead and get out of here for a few minutes, and then we'll come back, and we'll be joined by Cindy Peters-Tanner of the Huntsville Area Association of Realtors. This is Bill Crawford. Back soon.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford with Crawdad's Countdown to Kickoff. I've recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
When you call most roofing companies, all you'll hear is, you need a new roof. Not when you call Fleming. At Fleming Roofing and Restoration, we're focused on your needs, whether it's an easy repair or a full roof replacement. Folks around here trusted Fleming since 1965 for all their residential and commercial roofing needs. And as the area's storm damage experts, Fleming knows all the ins and outs of the insurance claims process. Log on FlemingHSV.com to schedule your free estimate today. Fleming Roofing and Restoration. We show up.
In football and in finance, the best offense is a good defense. Neighbors Wealth Management has joined forces with Alliance Group to provide Alabamans with world-class financial service on both sides of the ball. Get the expertise to grow your wealth and protect your assets all under one roof. Give us a call and let's work together to turn your personal financial franchise into a perennial powerhouse. 256-469-2324 or visit us at neighborswealthmanagement.com. That number again is 256-469-2324 or neighborswealthmanagement.com.
You invest in your customers with your heart, soul, and skill. Well, it's time to invest in yourself with the next generation Cat 255 compact track loaders from Thompson Tractor. After all, those who give their best deserve the best, and this machine has it all. With features that include a more powerful engine, tri-axle truck loading capabilities, a spacious cab, and a smooth ride for all-day comfort. Thompson Tractor knows how much value you place on your customer satisfaction. It's how you build your business. It's also how we build ours. Since 1957, hardworking folks like you have counted on Thompson to provide the absolute best lineup of equipment in the industry. All backed by a customer service and product support team that time and again have proven to be second to none. It's all about maintaining peak performance. Always has been, always will be. Visit ThompsonTractor.com for details. Thompson Tractor, we're here for you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
A wise man once said, if you take care of old folks and children, everything in the middle will take care of itself.
Hi, I'm Danny Aldridge, lawyer in Alabama and Tennessee. In the next 20 years, the number of those folks over 65 years of age will more than double. In our golden years, the most important goal is to be treated with dignity and have control over doing what makes you grateful with those you love. At the Aldridge Law Firm and the Legal Town Center, we're dedicated to help you with these goals, and we'll be there when life throws you those inevitable curveballs. Let us assist you with your legal needs, whatever they may be or become. You may reach us by phone at 256-534-3188 or online with Dan at danaldridgelaw.com. Just remember, we're here to help. Whether it's personal injury, wrongful death, fraud and cheat, or estate planning made complete, we're here to help.
If you're ready to lower your utility bills, it's time to call Eagle Insulation. Eagle can handle it all. Attic re-insulation, insulation removal, wall insulation, and new construction insulation, commercial and residential. Our primary goal is to save you money, and lots of it. Typical clients realize their return on investment within 3 to 6 months. That means the re-insulation actually pays for itself and then some. See if we can help you. Contact Eagle Insulation today, 256-755-1556, or log on insulatewitheagle.com.
This is Talk Radio, WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is The Point with Bill Crawford, and I am Bill Crawford, along with producer Brian Temple on Talk Radio WZZN. However you're listening to us, either on the app or on our Facebook page or on your HD radio, we are glad you are with us this afternoon as we're talking a continuing conversation about growth in the Huntsville-Madison County area. And one of the big indicators of growth, and one of like, kind of like the barometers of growth, is what's happening in the real estate industry. And right now we have Miss Cindy Peters Tanner, who is a past president of the Huntsville Area Association of Realtors. She's currently a realtor at Legend Realty, or maybe she's a legend at Legend Realty.
I like that.
Hey, a legend in your own mind.
Agreed.
Well, Cindy is been in the real estate business most of her life. I think she went to South Alabama University, where after that, didn't you spend a little time in the television industry?
I did. I learned a lot of marketing skills and got a very deep insight into the television world in Mobile. And then I moved back to Madison County, where I am home.
Well, and that seems like you're home, and you have two awesome kids that I have learned, named Jocelyn and Flynn, and I bet they take a lot of your time.
They do, and they are learning real estate from the ground up, just very similar to myself. We call it the scenic route home when we have to go past the properties. So real estate grows.
Well, speaking of, yeah, that's true. You know, I was, as I told you earlier, I was with the Home Builders Association in Birmingham back quite a few years ago, but I had sawdust in my blood too. So let's talk a little bit about the real estate industry and how that is a barometer of what's going on growth-wise in a general area.
Absolutely. Go for it. What's your number one question? The one we always get at every interaction. I believe it is, how's the market?
Yeah, how's the market? How long is it going to take me to sell my house? Should I sell my house right now?
Exactly.
Well, I've done some research prior to our conversation, and I found a stat that said right now 63 days is pretty much the average time on the market. Is that accurate?
It is. I think here's what I always like to say. When you have a realistic expectation, you can plan and you can strategize, you can adjust your price. You need to know what your goals are going in. So a realistic priced home for the condition and for today's buyer, yes, they're going to sell quite quick and they're going to be on the lower end of that curve. The ones who need a little extra time or are just not 100% sure on their strategy yet, they're on the upper end of the curve.
So what about Huntsville-Madison County? How is the real estate industry? What is the health? Is it really good, or is it kind of meandering around right now? What would be your take on that?
I would say right now we are in a steady, we're in experiencing the normal slowdown that we see in the wintertime. But actually, with all of the industry updates that we've been receiving and all the job growth, that spurred a lot of interest very early on. So we've been seeing an increase in buyers looking in the market, coming to the market and just really trying to get a feel for what's available. And we're seeing more homes go under contract in these early months of the year than typically we saw in the past. So that's very encouraging, I feel, from the real estate market.
Well, you know, one of the things that I used to kind of track back when I was with the Home Builders Association was the amount of inventory on hand. And I was always under the impression that, you know, 6 months of inventory, both new and existing homes, which as I understood it, meant that if nobody put another home for sale or nobody drove another nail into a piece of wood, that everything would sell out within 6 months. And how much inventory, is that correct, first of all, or was I wrong?
Well, I think, honestly, our absorption rate right now, we are sitting around 2 months of inventory.
That's unbelievable.
I know. But here's the thing. I looked it up just before we spoke. There's roughly 1,000 homes on the market in Madison County. That changes daily. For example, listings go on the market, homes get marked under contract. So that fluctuates daily. And at ValleyMLS.com, we can track that daily because that is the site that realtors are using. And that's the one that you get the local accurate metrics, not the 10,000, you know, foot view. You actually get the local metrics. And 1,000 homes on the market, that's a healthy market for us. What we need to look at more is affordability. When some people say shortage, we're not short in all price points. We're short in certain price points. And I think that's where some of our conversations and the way we read data can change. Similar to what you're talking about, like the 6 months of inventory would be amazing. We just don't have that right now for all price points.
Well, now, do we not have the 6 points of inventory, or excuse, 6 points, 6 months? or is the area just underbuilt? Can the builders not keep up with all the stuff that's happening here?
Well, the builders can keep up, but think about the price points that we're talking about again. So when we're talking, what price point should they be building at? And I think that's the conversation that we're having is the affordability. I'm having clients building homes left and right, and they're perfectly happy. Resale has been going up. We're seeing turnover. In December, I believe it was 575 homes changed status, like changed hands with realtors. I mean, that's a quick inventory if we look at 1,000 homes on the market and 575 sold in December.
Well, what would you say is, in your estimation, and I know you're the chair of the Valley MLS, so you probably have a more insight on this than anyone I would imagine. What is the sweet spot right now in our area for home prices?
I think the market has been showing the average sales price has been fluctuating between $3,000 and $3,500. Now, that's still a very large purchase price for a first-time home buyer. So that doesn't exactly translate to everyone. I think the people who are considering selling should really talk to their local realtor and talk to their market expert and figure out when it would make sense for them, because we do need first-time homes. And we do have a transitioning market. So we have sellers who need to downsize, and they need homes. So that's the smaller homes. The move-up market is where we're in flux right now, in my opinion. We're going back and forth, and we're seeing a lot of homes transition between people. They need smaller, going to larger, and larger, going to a little bit smaller. Apparently, it's pretty hard to downsize. That's what many of my sellers like to tell me.
Well, what would be a good price right now for a young couple starting out for their first home?
Oh, gosh. I would love to say some beautiful low number. I would say $300,000. If you're a young couple and you want a new home, you could probably find one, a brand new construction. Now, I'm not talking resale. You could get something probably in a different price point. But I think $300,000 is a good realistic expectation that they should at least aim for and adjust to their budget. Because we are starting to see the rates change. And if the rates come down, they're going to have more purchasing power.
Well, I think, by the way, I have a tendency to believe that the rates will come down. Sidebar, I got my home a few years ago at 2.99. So I'm.
You're so lucky.
I don't think I'm going to be doing anything with that for a while. But
Well, it's interesting you mentioned that, though, because you're not alone. That's where some of our inventory is locked up. the sellers who have the 2.625 and the 2.5 pandemic rates, why would they want to make a change into a different home? They will not have that rate again, and that is a little bit of a fear. So the uncertainty can also lend to that in the market as well.
Well, and that is a very accurate point, but what would your advice be to somebody who says, hey, I'm worried, the interest rates have me spooked, the economy has me spooked, I don't think I'm just going to do anything, I'm just going to sit. I would tend to think that nonetheless, no matter what, if they need to make a move, you need to go ahead and do it.
I think that we all have this idea that if the rates come down, that they'll have more purchasing power. The other side of that, and you know this from your experience, is the cost will go up. So the purchasing power they have right now could be greater than even if the rates come down in the future. So I encourage people to sit down and run the numbers. Every local realtor with ValueMLS.com or your local realtor will run the numbers with you and sit down and see what your purchasing power is. It's a very easy thing. They don't have to use online calculators. You can sit down and talk the numbers with people and see what you're comfortable with, because you might be at a tipping point where it makes more sense to purchase.
One other thing, and I really appreciate your time today, just speaking about the relationship with a realtor in general. When I was the director of the home builders in Birmingham, and, you know, a lot of people would say, well, I'm just going to sell my own home, for sale by owner, save a lot of money. And I would say this, okay, let me ask you this. If you had to have heart surgery, would you lay down underneath a mirror and take a knife and start going for it? Wouldn't you want a professional helping you with that?
Exactly. Well, I think also data is so prevalent. We have a market now that is so full of data and metrics that the individual buyers and sellers feel very empowered. I'm happy for that. I'm sure you are too. We've never had so much data at our fingertips, but we have to interpret that data. It's local market conditions. I would not offer on a home here the same way I would offer on a home in another state. There are different local things that are customs, traditions, but not just that. Contracts. My goodness. The contracts state to state, non-disclosure states, the amount of let's just say pitfalls, I wouldn't do it by myself, and I would definitely not do open heart surgery. I agree with you.
Well, let me ask you this. All the realtors have access to the MLS, the Valley MLS. Yes. Tell me and our listeners what kind of advantage that gives a realtor that you don't have if you're trying to sell a home by yourself.
So the realtor has access to different reporting and market stats. We're able to dial it down to a level that the average consumer has to go in and use all the artificial intelligence or click the button, you know, 47 million times to even try to get to the numbers that we get to. But we can pull it so specific. You know, we can give you apples to apples comparisons for your home, and we can show you how it relates in the market, because positioning yourself in a market like this is exceptionally key, and you want to make sure you're the home chosen. I want to be one of the, you know, 500 that sell in the month. I don't want to be on the market in 90 days and complaining. So it's having that local, knowledgeable expertise that comes with the realtor who has the data, and ValueMLS.com is our local site. We also have that platform for the public so you guys can see everything that's out there. You just can't dial it in as simple as we can.
Well, and I think there's a reason for that. And let me ask one final question, then I will let you go. Something I've always wondered about, just a general philosophical question about selling a home. You know, you got your home and you got it up for sale, and people look around and say, oh, well, you know, this home's a little bit older. I need to upgrade the sink, paint the walls, whatever the case may be. Is that really a good idea, since you really don't have any idea what the people who are going to look at this home want to do? Or can you not just give an allowance and let them do with it as they see fit?
You know, we have covered all of those angles, or we are doing right now. I'm going to say this, and many buyers are going to be very frustrated with me, but buyers have no imagination when they walk into a home right now. They're very much used to seeing it already done. New construction, blank walls, what we call the agreeable gray, everything is very easy and simple, and there's nothing that looks like you have to change. So I understand that take. I don't want to change a countertop to some beautiful, outlandish something, but I also realize a buyer is going to discount a home significantly for certain maintenance and natural, not natural, that's not the right word, but normal appreciation items. A 1970s bathroom is not going to sell at a 2026 price. You don't just get appreciation for that. Does that help kind of translate that a little?
Yeah, that helps a whole lot. So to kind of pull that string a little bit more, what would be the maybe the top three things that you would say, hey, you're selling your home and you need to make sure these three things are up to date?
Right now, I'm seeing a lot of flooring issues. We have mismatched flooring throughout houses just because people have added on and changed over the years. And I would encourage people to consider a cohesive flooring pattern, either hardwoods, LVP, carpet, basically, you know, get something cohesive. We're seeing a lot more aesthetics from the outside are necessary. People are moving outside. So keep moving with that landscaping and that pretty pergola and all of those things. They do add to the value of a home. And then look around, take an inventory, pretend you're a buyer, walk up to the house with your honey-do list, is what I call it, and see what needs to be done. Start there, and if you can start with all the little projects, you're ready when you are ready to sell.
Now, one more thing, sorry, a pool.
That's okay. I do one more thing all the time.
Does the pool help or hurt the value?
Right now, I say it's completely not helping you in the wintertime. In the summertime, completely big bonus. But typically, I'm hearing a lot of buyers saying they don't want the pain of maintaining a pool. So I encourage any sellers who do have a pool, please have your maintenance records all together, any plans, everything. Show them how simple it can be. Just a little tip to get you ahead of the game.
Well, Cindy, this has been fascinating, and it's really informative. And I think the bottom line is we got a good real estate market here. It's not going backwards. It's going forward. It may not be going forward at pun intended rocket speed, but
that's right.
But it's going forward steadily. So, hey, you keep up the good work, and thank you for your time today, and take care of those two young kids, Jocelyn and Flynn.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
You too. And we'll go ahead, Brian, and take our break and then get out of here and be back in a little bit to wrap it up.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford with Crawdad's Countdown to Kickoff. I've recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
You need a lawyer and pick up the phone. I'm attorney Gary Lackey. When you call for a lawyer, where does that phone ring? It might be in a call center somewhere, maybe 100 miles away, but my phone rings in my office.
The Lackey Law Firm.
I'm attorney Justin Lackey. My phone rings in my office, too.
So does mine. I'm attorney Jennifer Lackey. And when you've been hurt and need help, we're here. We're the ones who take your call.
And get what you deserve.
You want to talk to your lawyer. You don't want to reach a call center. With the Lackey Law Firm, that never happens.
The Lackey Law Firm.
And this is the most important part. We'll treat you like family, because that's exactly what we are.
The Lackey Law Firm.
And I'll go you one better. If you can't come to us, we'll come to you.
The Lackey Law Firm. The Lackey Law Family. 1-800-4-RIGHTS.
No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
AL cert number 21014.
As the summertime approaches, and if you are in the business for a new air conditioning unit, only one place to call: Talon Heating and Air. Thomas from Talon Heating and Air with us. Thomas, this is the time.
That's right. People are needing HVAC, air conditioning repairs done left and right, and we're here to serve.
Talk about the services that Talon Heating and Air can provide.
So Talon Heating and Air, we can come out, we can fix your unit, we can replace your unit, or we can just do maintenance on your unit. We cover all aspects of anything to do with your house and HVAC, from mini splits to gas pack.
In the name of free, Talon Heating and Air offering several free things.
That's right. We're offering a free second opinion. We always offer that year round. And then we're also offering a free service call with a repair during regular hours. So
okay, it's Talon Heating and Air. Give them a call at
256-503-4490.
You can also find them online at
talenthvac.com.
Give Talent Heating and Air a call today.
TOC Sports has been there for you. Now, you're probably asking yourself, what does that mean? It means for more than 20 years, Alabama's largest orthopedic group has been there providing coverage and care to more schools and student athletes in the Tennessee Valley than any other group. It means whether you are the star football player, the all-region volleyball ace, or someone who hurt their knee in a weekend pickup basketball game, TOC Sports physicians are proud to have the opportunity to care for all your orthopedic needs. It means for parents, coaches, athletes, desk jockeys, or even weekend warriors, TOC Sports physicians continue to meet and exceed the orthopedic and sports medicine needs of our community. But most importantly, during these challenging times, we're here for you now, and will continue to be here. So as long as there are players on the field, games to be played, and contests to be won, the orthopedic specialists from TOC Sports will be ready to help. We don't know what the future holds, but you can count on the TOC Sports team to stay committed to you so you can stay in the game. Call 256-539-2728 today and ask to see a TOC Sports physician. Check them out online, also Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Tom Abraham here for my friends at North Alabama Mortgage. Did you know that average home equity is at an all-time high? But so is average consumer debt. Even though rates are higher now, you can use your equity to pay off your high consumer debt, student loans, etc., then refi when the rates drop. Don't put off that new home purchase. When rates drop, prices will go up. Buy now and get the best price and then refi when the rates drop. This is the time to talk to the experts at North Alabama Mortgage. Visit NorthAlabamaMortgage.com for more information.
Your Fox 54 update.
I'm Fox 54 meteorologist Emily Owen. Expect to see scattered showers throughout this Wednesday night across the Tennessee Valley. Low temperatures will be falling into the lower 40s for the overnight. Heading into our Thursday, isolated showers remain for the morning. We're gradually going to become sunny by the afternoon. High temperatures warm into the low 50s.
Your Fox 54 forecast, only on Talk Radio WZZN.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Crawford, and this is The Point with Bill Crawford and producer Brian Temple on Talk Radio WZZN. We are certainly glad to be here with you. Remember, you can listen to us live on our Facebook page, on our website. Just go to talkradiowzzn.com, click on Listen Live, or preferably go to the app. Go to the App Store and go to Talk Radio WZZN. Get the app and take us with you wherever you may happen to go. This is our first week. We're still doing our little shakedown cruise. I think we've shook it down pretty good. Interesting program today where we talked to the head of the Builders Association and also to a very prominent realtor here in the Huntsville, Alabama area. And I think the thing I took away from that was, now is a good time to be a homeowner in this neck of the woods. And if you've got a home and you need to sell, now's a good time to sell. Contact a professional to help you with that. That would always be a good idea. And I think she would be a good one to start with. And one thing you may have heard in one of our ads, North Alabama Mortgage, I've used him for my mortgage and my son's mortgage, and Brian Hammaker and his team, they can certainly help you out with whatever your real estate needs may be. Next day, tomorrow, that's another way of saying next day. Tomorrow, we're going to be joined on the show by Marty Connors. Marty Connors is a friend of mine from Birmingham. He was the longtime director of the Alabama Republican Party, and he's got a lot of great insight into the issues facing our state. And there are a lot of issues facing our state. A lot of times, we sit and watch the news and go, wow, glad that's not happening down here. And that's true. We are certainly glad that a lot of things that we see on the TV news just don't seem to happen in the state of Alabama. Are we just lucky, or do we have good leaders, or what is the case? Don't really know, but we're going to be analyzing that as time goes by, and Marty will be a good person to help with that. I got a surprise guest coming on in the second segment of the show on Friday. I'm going to start calling the second segment of the Friday show. I say start calling it. I've never had one yet, so the first time we do it, I guess I'll start calling it that. But it's going to be Friendly Friday. And what I'm going to be doing on Friendly Friday is kind of steering away from the political realm and the politics and all the controversial stuff. And I'm going to dedicate a segment of the show just to talking about something that ought to warm the cockles of your heart and say, hey, this is a good thing. Or this is a good thing in Huntsville, Alabama that I didn't know about that I can do. So if you have some ideas about stuff like that, you know, all the news does not have to be controversial. All the news does not have to be on the right or the left. There can be some things that fall in the middle that are good to talk about. And that's what we're going to start doing on Friday afternoons. And I look forward to that. And I look forward, if you have any suggestions about something that might fit in that bailiwick, just call 256-382-0724 and leave us a message. We'll get it. And by the way, in a couple of weeks, maybe two or three, not really sure, you're going to be able to see not just hear my wonderful voice, but you can see my smiling face on YouTube. We have a YouTube channel, and we're going to be broadcasting there. And as we go into next week, one of the other things I'm going to start doing here on this show is this town has thousands and thousands and thousands of veterans here. And I'm going to start having a segment called the Veterans Corner, where we're going to put out information that is very germane that your veterans need to know. There's so many veterans that leave the service and they have absolutely no idea the benefits that they still have access to. They have no idea how much value their time in service has been to both them and to their family. And I'm going to have some guests on here that are going to help people understand that. And also I'm going to have a guest on that talks about another benefit that veterans get that's not really help you out when you're living, but there's a new veteran cemetery coming here in Madison County, a very, very big one. And that's a thing people need to know about, because unfortunately, at the end of the day, there is going to be an end of the day, and nobody can avoid that. So you need to know what that is and what happens if you have a disability, if you're a veteran, if you're qualified to be interned in a place like that. And I don't know. I just want to get some stuff out there for veterans. And one other thing we're going to start next week is we're going to have what I call the Redstone Report, where we're going to get you information about what's going on in the land of Oz behind the gates, and that is Redstone Arsenal. So, Brian, let's go ahead and get out of here, and we'll come back shortly, and we'll be done for the day and go home and get some more milk and bread so we don't freeze.
You're listening to The Point with Bill Crawford on Talk Radio WZZN.
This is Bill Crawford with Crawdad's Countdown to Kickoff. I recently had a stem cell procedure on my right knee from Dr. Charles Lee of Regenesis. Stem cells are harvested from your body and readministered back into your body. This approach is painless, quick, and requires no lengthy rehab. My knee feels better already. Regenesis is located at 4025 Pepperwood Circle Southwest, Suite C, Huntsville, Alabama. Call 256-715-8193 or Google their website for more information.
Normally, when you call a roofing company, all you hear is, you need a new roof. Not when you call Fleming Roofing and Restoration. Since 1965, the folks at Fleming have been focused on what you need, whether it's an easy repair or a full roof replacement, commercial or residential. And when it comes to storm damage, you want Fleming on your side. They know all the ins and outs of insurance claims and will guide you through the entire process. Log on FlemingHSV.com and book your free estimate today. Fleming Roofing and Restoration. We show up.
When you call most roofing companies, all you'll hear is, you need a new roof. Not when you call Fleming. At Fleming Roofing and Restoration, we're focused on your needs, whether it's an easy repair or a full roof replacement. Folks around here have trusted Fleming since 1965 for all their residential and commercial roofing needs. And as the area's storm damage experts, Fleming knows all the ins and outs of the insurance claims process. Log on FlemingHSV.com to schedule your free estimate today. Fleming Roofing and Restoration. We show up.
The state's largest orthopedic group is growing to meet the needs of the patients in our community. The Orthopedic Center has long been the most trusted name in orthopedics in North Alabama. So as our area continues on the fast track, so does the need for premier orthopedic care anywhere and anytime you need it. TOC is proud to announce the opening of our new locations in Albertville and Hampton Cove, along with the grand opening of our newest office in Decatur. These clinics will offer the same high-quality orthopedic care you have come to associate with TOC, with the convenience of being closer to home. As a patient, your time is your most precious asset, and we recognize that at TOC. That's why we are also proud to announce the opening of our urgent ortho clinics to handle those bumps and bruises that need prompt attention. These clinics are available to care for acute orthopedic injuries with no appointment necessary. With 38 physicians, 20 centers of excellence, and now more than a dozen locations to serve you, TOC will continue to be the name you turn to for the best orthopedic care at the right time. Visit our website at visittoc.com for more information. TOC. Helping you live a better life.
AL Cert number 21014.
Welcome in to the hottest and coolest game show around called The Freeze. Today's contestant, Bob. Bob, can you tell me the heating and air business that provides free service with repair?
Is it Talent Heating and Air Conditioning?
Can you tell me which heating and air business provides free second opinions?
Talent Heating and Air Conditioning.
You are our grand prize winner. You have won a visit from the number one heating and air business in the Tennessee Valley.
Talent Heating and Air Conditioning?
That's right. Talent Heating and Air is coming to you.
This is Thomas with Talent Heating and Air Conditioning, and you don't have to win a game show to use us. We have free second opinions year-round, and this summer, we're doing free service calls with a repair. So just remember, call Talent Heating and Air Conditioning at 256-503-4490, or visit us on our website at talenthvac.com.
These days, saving time is important, and saving money is even more so. That's where Eagle Masonry and Insulation comes in. Over the years, Eagle has expanded their services to meet the needs of folks like you in our area. Taking care of your property yourself can be a real headache. Eagle can handle it for you. They offer full landscaping services, irrigation, mowing, bush hog, and can install plants and trees, sod, and even landscape borders. Call Eagle Masonry and Insulation today at 256-755-1556. Eagle saves you time, and Eagle saves you money.
Your home of the Rocket City Trash Pandas is Talk Radio WZZN.
And I'm still hoping, waiting, praying, I did not die in vain.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Bill Crawford, and this is the closing few minutes of The Point with Bill Crawford and producer Brian Temple here on Talk Radio WZZN. If you listen this week and you liked what you heard, hey, tell somebody about it. Get a phone. Call us, 256-382-0724. Our goal is not just for me to sit here and pontificate and share my pearls of wisdom. This is a show for the people. This is a bully pulpit where we want to hear everyone out there call in and say, hey, here's what we think about some of these issues that are facing us in the great state of Alabama, because frankly, there are quite a few issues that face us in this state. Even though they may not be as bad as elsewhere in the country, people still can get passionate about them, and we want to hear what they have to say. And what they, being you, we want to hear what you have to say. And as Lee Greenwood says, this is a great place to live. And folks, what I'd like to say as we get out of here right now, this is again from my professor at West Point, Graham Allison, who taught the decision-making process, and his famous saying was, where you stand depends on where you sit. And what we all need to realize is, no matter whether you're sitting on the left side of the boat or the right side of the boat, we're all sitting in the boat together, and we don't want the boat to sink. We want the boat to keep going forward in a happy, harmonious way. And in order to do that, we're going to have to sometimes agree to disagree, and sometimes we're going to have to figure out a way to agree. So thank you for listening, and we'll be back tomorrow to close out the week. Stay dry, stay warm, and God bless America. This is Bill Crawford. I am out.